Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to go in depth today with two of my favorite people we have in studio, Mecca Page, who is a fine art representative for the artist Dale Lewis. And Dale actually has been branching out. He's a sculptor, but he came bearing a book, which I want to learn more about. And also, I asked him to please take his cape off because he now is known as an arts hero. He won a recent award that we're going to learn more about. But anyway, so great to see both of you. How have you been?
Real good.
Really good, Mo.
Good to see you. Good. So I would assume that this time of year is a little bit slower, but it's not for you guys. I've been following you both, and you're very busy.
I am. I recently, one of the upgrades last year was to my shop was heat.
So I can work a lot.
I can work a lot more in the winter now.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the kind of art that you do, because you have been kind of all over the board. You started out when I first met you. You were a wonderful mosaic artist.
Yeah, it's kind of got my start with mosaics.
And do you do that anymore?
No.
No?
But I still have
good at that.
I haven't really given it up. If for some reason I can't weld, I'll fall back on that because I haven't been willing to get rid of my supplies or anything like that. I really enjoyed doing it.
Yes.
And I like this welded sculpture better.
So you now are known as a, what is it? Is it iron or what are you welding?
I'm a scrap metal artist.
Scrap metal artist.
So welded sculpture.
It's very unique. And for people that don't think they've seen your work, they have. Where can they find it? Pretty much everywhere these days.
A good place to start is my website, because it lists all the places where I might have shows going on and things like that, which is artistdalelewis.com.
You finally have a real website. I'm very proud of you. Mecca, how have you been, dear?
Just wonderful. And it's so good to be back.
Well, I hope you're still using your wonderful talents behind the scenes, all of your creative things artistically. What have you been up to artistically?
Well, of course, keeping Dale's website up to date. And most recently, we published a book of his sculptures.
It's fabulous. I can't believe that you have so many sculptors that you actually have a whole book of them.
Mecca really did a good job on it. We had several of them printed up, and they're available like in Prescott at the Orange Dragon. I think it's closing down for the winter, but also at the Freedom Park Visitor Center. Wow. There you can get this in their gift shop. And I brought one along to show you. It's kind of funny because it's a whole lot different than looking at I'm on my website on a computer, you know. It really surprised me, which is surprising since I made them, you know.
Well, so what are you saying?
I'm saying it's a whole different effect.
Okay.
See them in print and see how many there are. And the book comes with the fun facts that we write up for each sculpture and stuff. And
it's just, read us a couple of pages of it, because I know some of your fun facts.
It isn't like that, Mecca.
It's not like that? What do you mean?
It's not like a reading thing. It's more of a coffee table thing. It's really photos of all the sculptures, and then there's small descriptions of the sculptures.
Right, but you do have fun facts, you were saying.
Yeah, and it's really not all of his sculptures. He's done nearly 150 large-scale sculptures, but they're probably, the book is titled 101 Ways It's Okay for Fine Art to Be Fun. And so there are little over 101 sculpture images in there. We just have picked out sort of our favorite ones.
I think what you are known for is your whimsy and your artistic bent on maybe traditional art. And is that kind of what you're known for?
Everything I do, I find humorous in some way to me. So you know, whether other people get it or not, a lot of them seem to. And that's what I try to, you know, I think that's a big part of art. When I see art, if it entertains me, I remember it.
You do? So who do you admire out in the artist world?
Well, I know the scrap metal artists, Ken Nyberg up out of Vining, Minnesota. He's done a lot of pieces and big things. There's people I don't know, like John Lopez, but I don't know him personally. He's out of South Dakota. He does he does amazing work.
His stuff is funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not just, it's kind of the same style. We're all different, you know.
Okay.
But And there's the list goes on and on. I can't talk about them all.
Is he known for his large scale? Is that what you think?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I oftentimes get emails and phone calls from people who have known Dale's art for a long time and know Dale, and they beg us, you know, to have Dale make smaller pieces so everyone can afford them.
An example of my work is one I just finished. It's called Berry Patch, B-A-R-Y, Berry Patch.
So it's a big bear.
So it's a bear. It's a decent, life-size black bear that is sitting in a blueberry patch. You know, so there's five blueberry bushes, and he's smushing a couple of them because he's kind of got his butt planted on top of them, you know. I think it works out.
And that one is going to go where? Are you shopping that around?
Well, it's Eau Claire has spoken up. Eau Claire Sculpture Walk wants it for this coming year. Right now it's in my front yard rusting to the right amount so I can treat it like I treat all the sculptures with linseed oil.
So, you know, Mo, in the past, since I think 2015, Dale has been participating in sculpture walks all throughout the Midwest.
Explain what those are maybe to people that are listening.
So lots of different towns throughout the country host sculpture walks wherein they have rotating sculptures that come through seasonally. And that gives artists like Dale a chance to bring their art to the public and have it on display. And usually there's a stipend for that. And then, of course, you have to rotate them through. So every April through June, Dale and his wife are oftentimes moving sculptures all over the place, you know, from state to state. And this year was the first year we decided to not do sculpture walks for 2023.
We did them this year. We did the sculpture walks in addition to the traveling shows that we're offering. And it was just too much. I had to make some tough decisions. So I've chose to cut back on the sculpture walks. I'm still participating in some of them, especially if they're flexible and local like Eau Claire is. But we're trying to concentrate on these traveling shows, which is kind of a big deal. They're large scale shows. This last year we had two shows, both 14-piece shows. Takes a couple of semis to get both shows there, and they've been installed in premium locations like the Ryman Gardens in Ames, Iowa. That's kind of like the landscape arboretum here that's associated with the State University, and we had another show. It's at the Lewis and Clark Interpretation Center in Sioux City. Again, right on the Missouri River, beautiful grounds. You know, you just can't ask for a better place to display sculptures. And these have been really successful. We've had a lot of response. We have customers waiting for quotes to have them installed in next year and years and further.
Out until 2025,
But we're running into some issues. And when we started this, I thought, well, if we can find customers and have a budget to cover trucking and things, that everything should work out. Well, it turns out that trucking is a much bigger issue than I ever imagined. And it's close to taking us down. So that's why
nothing's going to take you down, Dale Lewis.
As far as these traveling shows go, it's pretty important to get them there and pick them up again. It just
so
isn't
you,
really
you're not
out.
Transporting them anymore yourself.
No.
Because remember those days where you were like driving down the road with Dumbo or something top of your car?
That's one of the pluses of going with these traveling shows, because they're such big shows, you have to have.
Okay.
I can't do it with my little trailer, which I don't. That isn't what I wanted to do in the first place. I just like building them, you know. But you know, apparently, just having a budget to cover isn't enough to solve the problem. We haven't been able to find a reliable trucking outfit. And we got customers waiting for quotes. We can't give them a price because we haven't worked out the details. So we're looking for anybody that thinks they could help us.
What exactly are you looking for? Does somebody have to have specific experience in a certain kind of hauling?
Not so much. One of the big things is it does take some kind of special trailers, like double drop semi-trailers, because some of my pieces are fairly tall, like up to 11 feet tall.
Yeah.
So you got to stay under the limit. So that's a bit of an issue of having the right trailer. Other than that, it's just cargo. You know, you hook a tractor up to it and get it to where it needs to go.
But believe it or not, that has been our biggest challenge. We have talked to over 20 different trucking companies, not only locally but regionally, and also different museum service companies. And no one wants to step up to the plate and do this on a regular basis. So we need some kind of trucking outfit.
We're going to be posting something on Facebook with more detail about what would solve our problems and see if anybody has contacts.
So would it be somebody that owns their own semi?
It could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's that?
They're out there.
They are?
There's a lot of semis out there.
Yeah.
Right, but privately owned?
It doesn't have to be. It just needs to be somebody reliable that's, you know, when we quote a show, we need the trucker to show up and make sure it gets there. And that doesn't always happen.
Well, this is shocking that it doesn't always happen.
Yeah, I know.
Did that surprise you?
Yeah. I never suspected this. I thought once we started finding customers, you know, things are really rolling along nice. And now it's the logistics piece.
Yeah, it was the two exhibits that we did back-to-back that we installed in April of this year, we went through a trucking broker, and it's not an option for us to do that again because the two experiences were just very, very difficult. Like, they sent trucks and trailers that weren't the right size or couldn't handle the pieces, and one of the truckers came and just refused to take the load because he didn't want to deal with the sculptures. So
it's kind of sad because I feel that these things are just really, these traveling shows are really cool. I only know of a handful of other outfits across the nation that are doing anything similar. Of course, they're doing, it's different artwork and things, but, you know, nothing like scrap, my sculptures. But
there are a lot of public gardens, you know, and museums and zoos and aquariums and science museums and things like that nationwide that are really interested. We've got someone like in Virginia and North Carolina now. So spreading out further than just the Midwest region, which makes that trucking challenge even greater because then the distance is that much longer and it's just, you know, that much more complicated.
That's very surprising.
Yeah. Maybe it'll all work out. Otherwise, we'll have to go to Plan B. Unfortunately, we don't have a Plan B.
Dale, let's talk about your recent award. And I'm just going to say, when you came in here, you're like, yep, I'm a hero. No.
So every year, Hastings Prescott Area Arts Council selects a couple people to honor as arts heroes for their contribution to the arts. And this year, I was one of them selected.
So
it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And they asked me to say just a couple words on stage. Yeah.
How'd that go?
So I tried to keep it light. I told them I was really, really felt fortunate to live in a community as nice as Hastings area and to have found a hobby in my retirement that I just really enjoyed doing. And I said, you know, if you think about it, there's a lot of similarities when I'm making sculptures to when I was a kid. You know, I pretty much get to play all day. I can let my imagination run wild. I get really dirty. And if I don't use a little bit of judgment, I can get hurt. So there's a little bit of truth to when I joke that this 66-year-old kid has figured out what he wants to do when he grows up.
That's pretty special. Well, congratulations to you on that. Did you get a cape? Does the Hero Award come with a cape?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't get a cape.
Didn't get a cape. I'm sorry to hear that as well.
I think I'm good.
So what is new for you looking forward to the new year? You have your new sculptor, and you're going to be selling your books. Are you selling them online as well?
Yeah, I mean, people can get in touch with us. We did a Facebook post. We put it out in Dale's newsletter. People can go to his website and sign up to get on the newsletter, which we send out every couple of months. So, yeah, we can sell the books directly, or they can find a place like the Orange Dragon Art Gallery or
Freedom Park Visitor
yeah,
Center.
Visitor Center.
Yeah.
Okay, what about in Hastings? Let's get a place in Hastings.
Well,
at the radio station, I'm not that far up the totem pole to make that happen. Dale is screaming.
We'll find something.
So what else is on the horizon for you?
Well, we're in talks with Spring Lake Park. They've expressed interest in displaying those, so they might move a couple blocks into the park somewhere. We haven't worked out the details, but they're interested, so that's a good sign.
That is.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we've got two different places. One is Airlie Gardens in North Carolina that wants Dale's Scrap to See exhibit. Then they want that to happen in April. But if we can't find a trucking company between now and then, we'll have to go to Plan B.
Can people that want your sculptures, can they help you find a trucking company?
Well,
the issues are almost too much to talk about right now. One of them is that a lot of the big trucking outfits just won't provide a quote if it's artwork. They claim it's insurance issues.
Oh, okay.
And artwork is, there's a long, wide range of artwork, and these aren't Picassos, you know?
No, they, I mean, if they got wet, they would be fine,
right,
that
right,
kind of thing, right?
Right.
Versus right. A painting might get ruined.
Right.
So that's the problem?
Well,
but
that's one of the problems.
I would assume you have insurance, though, for that.
Well, yeah, Dale has insurance, but when you get, you know, when you start talking about transportation, then the person doing the transportation wants to make sure that they're going to not be liable if something happens. So it gets to be, yeah, more complicated than just saying, yeah, someone's got insurance and someone has a truck.
Well, let's put the word out right now.
Yeah.
If somebody does have a semi, is that what you're looking for?
We're looking for a trucking outfit.
Okay.
To deliver and pick up sculptures anywhere in the nation, really. For our sculptures, it doesn't happen all the time. It happens, you know, these shows are installed. We might have a couple, three shows out a year, and they're typically installed for a year, maybe only 6 months. So that's what we're looking for, somebody to get there. We're also looking for install crew, because so far, my wife, Carol, and Mecca, and I have been the crew. And
you're
all,
aging before my eyes.
Yeah, we're all a little old for that.
I know. Exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, this is all good. Well, thank you for coming on and telling us about what's going on in your world, both of you. It's been really fun to watch your journey of success, Dale. Seriously, this is really cool. Is this just beyond your wildest imagination?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm loving it. Like I said, you know, I'm pretty fortunate to have something I like doing in retirement. You know?
Yes, you are. Yeah. Your wife is very happy about it, I heard, too. Great to see you both. How can people get a hold of you if they might want to chat it up more or perhaps talk to you about some of the things you're looking for?
Yeah, they can go to artistdalelewis.com. They can also email me, fineartrep4dalelewis@gmail.com, or they can call me, 651-202-7370.
Great to see both of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Mo.
Artist Dale Lewis and his fine art representative, Mecca Page. And if you can help on any of these things that they are looking for, that would just be great. Point them in the right direction. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.